Welcome back to Live at Your Edge. This is Ashley. It is a gorgeous, bright, shiny day here in North Carolina. And I am excited to share an idea with you today that I've been chewing on for, I don't know, a couple months now, but that hasn't really coalesced into this version of the idea until today. So it's something that feels a little bit hard to explain, but I'm going to do my best and just see how this turns out and see if it feels good to share it with you all. I know this idea is one that I need to share with you at some point. It's just a question of when is it ready? So on this show, we talk in depth about emotional healing. We talk about how do you go into that interior space of yourself and work through the tangle of experiences, wounding, traumas, and things that you can't name that are all jumbled and tangled inside your being. It's like navigating through this web, you know, it can be really complicated at times to learn how to discern between different experiences you're having, you know, discerning when something's just upsetting versus triggering, and discerning even the emotion you're feeling, or whether you're feeling upset at times, or whether that's your mental side or your emotional side. Like, when we're learning this terrain, it can be really confusing. So that's really the focus of this entire show is that navigating emotion, navigating the healing process for ourselves, the emotional healing process. The thing that I want to talk about today is the way that the physical realm and this emotional, energetic realm are interconnected, and arguably are not just interconnected, but are actually all one thing. So to me, this is kind of one of those truths that is a little hard to put your finger on only because it's a high truth. It's not because it's like so intellectually complicated. It's not. It's actually really, really simple. But you know when people say that saying that we are all one, you know, it's sort of become a platitude, because if you just say it from a mental place, if you just say, oh, we are all one, it sort of has meaning, but it just sounds like a platitude that someone's saying, like, oh, well, you know, we're all one. So I guess that means that we're all, you know, God knows what else they're saying, right? But it doesn't have that much weight to it when it's said from a purely mental place, because it's, you almost can't grasp it. The way it becomes deeply meaningful is when you've gone to altered states of consciousness in which you're in like a deep meditative state. Your brain waves are actually different, right? You're in like theta and delta. I think I'm getting those right. Hopefully I'm getting those right. Theta and delta brain waves. You know, you're in like a deeper state of consciousness. You're outside the usual mental realm. And when you've done a lot of those kinds of practices over the course of months or years, you can attain these states where you don't just think the thought that we're all one. You actually experience it in your body, the truth of it, in a way that you can't put words to. It's a felt experience where you can literally sense and feel and experience the interconnectedness of every single thing in the universe, and the way that it's all one thing, and the way it's all energetically interconnected. So this reminds me of that. And that thing I want to talk about is an idea that is like this kind of universal law, but it, the way that I'm arriving at it, I guess, is part of the thing that I want to share with you. But this is a truth like that. It's a high truth that once experienced has deep meaning. But if you just approach it from a purely intellectual standpoint, it sounds almost silly because it just doesn't feel that meaningful. It's like, okay, I guess, duh. But anyway, let me move on with explaining what I mean. So one very fundamental idea that Lauren and I have that I think we are hoping to impart on this show is that the energetic realms that encompass things like emotional healing are so powerful that when you emotionally heal yourself, when you release traumas, when you release emotional blockages, that is so profound that you are changing the way energy flows through your body and you literally transform physically as well. So when you have energetic healing, you also get healing at the cellular level, because when energy movement is blocked through your body, it affects the way your cells function. There have been entire summits on this. I know Lauren has attended quite a few of them, where they talk about how trauma will literally cause a decent proportion of the cells in your body to remain in the freeze state. And in cells, I'm going to already blank on the name of this process. There is a name for it in the cell cycle. So if you've studied biology, you know that the cell goes through these various cycles in its functionality. And there is a state that they can go into. I am forgetting the name. Darn it. Where they're basically in a hold pattern. The cell is not functioning. It's essentially in a waiting state. And so when your body is used to going into the freeze state a lot, it creates this sort of pause pattern for your cells. At some point, I'm going to remember it and I'll put it in the show notes when I do. So you can check out the show notes to look for what the actual technical term for that is. But it's a great example because it showcases how simply releasing trauma actually changes the way your cells function. Because once your body is released from that freeze state, those cells will come back online and return to function. And a lot of people will experience a relief from things like fatigue and other chronic conditions that were a function of the fact that a lot of their cells were sort of paralyzed almost, not truly paralyzed, but in that non-functional state. To that degree, this truth I'm speaking to has been demonstrated biologically, but it's still not accepted by the broad swath of society. I don't think most people think about this as being that literal, like that if you'd heal a trauma, that you could heal your liver. Do you see what I mean? I don't think most people think about it that way, but it's true that if you heal trauma and you release blockages from your system, you can heal your physical body. And this is also the premise of Lauren's work with adrenal fatigue and chronic fatigue, that if you heal the emotional wounds, those conditions will eventually heal themselves. Your body will heal itself from those conditions. And that's how she's healed hers, and that's how she's helping other people to heal theirs. I mean, this stuff is really, really deep and profound. So the thing I want to speak to is the fact that by a function of that being true, it is also the case that the opposite must be true, right? So by healing the physical body, you can also heal the energetic and emotional body. So that might sound really obvious, and maybe it is, but I have to say that from my perspective, it has not always been obvious to me. I think it's the way that society has attempted to teach us is the way things work. You know, doctors will often only speak to things in the physical realm. You know, a physician is often only going to tell you that physical things you do are the only things that matter, even though that's patently false. That's not true. But they will often only speak to if you take this medication or if you eat this food or if you do this physical exercise, it will change your health or your body or your wellness in some way. But those are the only things that will. They don't talk about how releasing pain through crying or working through old emotional patterns or triggers or traumas. They won't usually acknowledge that those things will help heal a physical illness, right? They're not, that's just not where doctors are right now. At least many of them are not, although some are. That is happening now. It's really exciting, but it's a very small percentage still. Even though it is true that the physical realm is what is taught as what is important, I think my own experience healing has taught me that a lot of that is not true, and that the deeper healing comes when you heal the energetic and emotional realms. And that usually what follows from that is physical healing, that you have to go to the deep layers within the self, and that things heal from the inside out. So that is true. That's a truth, that you can do deep healing through working on the inner self and healing your energetics, and that that will heal you physically. But the opposite is also true. And this is the thing that I really believe now, that in order for one to be true, the opposite has to be true. It just, that feels like sort of a universal law of the physics of the universe, right? If you can affect the physical by affecting the energetic, then you have to be able to affect the energetic by affecting the physical, right? It's just true. The way this has come through for me recently is through this deep tissue cleansing work that I've been doing through a teacher named Natalia Rose, who, if you're interested in her, you can look her up. But this work is where you are releasing accumulated toxic waste material from the body through this specific process that she teaches. And the results of it have been profound for me and so transformative. And one of the things that's been so clear and that she explicitly teaches is how when you release this waste, as it leaves the body, you are also releasing things like old emotions and old energy and old traumas. And it's absolutely true. When you do the work, I've only been doing it a few months, but I can already feel the truth in it. When I have waste that's accumulated from the process, you know, I mean, I'm drinking these green juices that are alkalizing, that are magnetizing the waste out of the tissues. As I do that, I can feel all these weird, this weird accumulation of emotion, these negative emotions sometimes, and like I feel sort of blocked up. And then once I irrigate the tissues and get the waste out, those emotions are just gone. They just go poof. It is the most amazing thing. I'm also seeing how as I'm unburdening my cells and tissues of all this accumulated waste material, my health is just improving and improving and improving. It's skyrocketing. It's amazing. But the idea that you can release trauma from the body through releasing physical matter from the body is really, I think it's really profound. I mean, I've just not, in my journey so far, I've not experienced something like that. Not as viscerally and vividly and obviously. I've had experiences where sometimes if I feel like my muscle tissue or something is really blocked up, or I've got some blockage in my body where I need to either get a massage or I need to get a foam roller or a lacrosse ball or something and work that out, sometimes I'll have emotional releases just from that. You know, I've had massages before when I left, I had to cry out a bunch of stuff. So in a way, I should already know this, but there's something about this deep tissue cleansing work that's really bringing it home so, so vividly for me that I'm now really immersed in this truth that the physical creates the energetic and the energetic creates the physical. They are both reciprocal. There are different realms in our minds because we need to be able to understand the world. As humans, our brains need some way of functionally dividing things in order for us to grasp our world and understand things conceptually. We're conceptual beings. But just because we divide them intellectually doesn't mean they're truly separate, right? They're not truly separate things. We may need to go in both ways, right? I think that as humans interested in healing, we need to focus on healing not only our physical bodies, but also our emotional and energetic selves. We need to approach it from both sides in order for us to experience the full freedom that can come from doing that. but they're not truly separate things. The physical body is just a dense form of energy, right? The things that we see in our environment that are physical are just denser forms of energy. Energy makes up the entire universe, and it's all just energy that is condensed into different degrees, right? So of course one affects the other. It's almost completely ludicrous that we don't just know this, that we don't accept that when one person thinks something on one side of the world, that it affects someone else. You know, if you say something like that nowadays, it seems pretty radical, but it's like, well, but how is it not true? Of course it's true. I mean, this is physics. Like, there's a phenomenon called quantum entanglement, which Einstein referred to as spooky action at a distance, or at least that's what he called it, right? Because it was sort of spooky that it like, how is that possible? How do things affect each other that far away? My point is that if you're really into this kind of energetic work, you start to notice that there are some things that are just true that are not part of our accepted collective consciousness to be true, right? So I hope that this is serving in some way. I guess I mean it as a reminder that, like, let's not forget our physical beings. If we're really focused on the energetic, let's not forget that we can heal both ways, right? Through the physical body and through the energetic body. And importantly, I think it's the important takeaway is not that we can do it either way. It's that we get to do it both ways. I personally don't believe it's wise to attempt to just do it one way. I think you can do that, but I think I would argue that you're going to miss out on a lot of healing if you skip one or the other. If you only heal your physical body, there's going to be so much stuff that doesn't heal physically because it's trapped in the energetic realm. And if you only heal the energetic realm, you will get so far, but you will still also get stuck because there is just a truth that the physical body accumulates toxic waste material that if you don't remove it, there's going to be things you just cannot transcend. There's going to be lower states of illness that you cannot transform beyond. Does that make sense? So it's just really important that we remember to look at all the aspects of ourselves and not to ignore one or assume that one is more important than the other. It's been very much, as I said, my experience to prioritize and elevate the energetic realm because of the fact that society is so over-focused on the physical and is trying to answer every health and well-being question through physical practices. And that is not the way. You're never going to get there to full freedom within yourself. You are not going to be able to achieve it if you purely focus on the physical. The energetic is literally part of that, and it's getting skipped. So that's why this show is all about the emotional realm, the energetic realm, because that side has been neglected societally. We have to go there if we really want to experience full freedom in our lifetimes, freedom to just be transcendently happy, expansive people, self-empowered people. If we want all those kinds of freedom, we have to heal ourselves on all levels. Let's put it that way. So I hope this has served you in some way. I know that we're all in very different places with our physical health and our energetic health. Like, we're all just really at different parts of our journeys with it. So wherever you are, just remember to be extremely, extremely patient with yourselves. The last thing I'll leave you with is just this idea that this time we're living in right now, this moment, 2024, like this era of human history, is so unique in that it's both extremely challenging because of how much stuff we have to contend with now. We are accumulating all this waste material from the amount of toxic matter that's in the environment, in our air, in our furniture, in our food and all the unnatural foods that we eat now, all the ways that we take on all this stuff that our bodies, you know, that Homo sapiens bodies were just not designed for. And we're, of course, there's also copious amounts of media and other forms of intake, right? Mental intake and input. And there's just so much to contend with now. And that really can make our experiences and our ability to be physically and emotionally healthy and well really challenging. And at the same time, we are also at a moment when we have the potential to be physically healthy and well that we've never had before in human history. The access to information now, like for example, the teacher I mentioned to you, Natalia Rose, that information about how to clear waste out of the body and really become a clean, clear physical being with all this life force and high vibrational energy buzzing within our cells, like that information has never been available before. All the information about energetic healing, the amount of resources we have now is unprecedented. If you lived at any other time in history before this informational age, you were kind of in many ways stuck with what you had. There just wasn't access, you know, depending on what class you were born into. And even then, the information you had was really just from the people around you and the books you could get your hands on. And that was, you know, simplified things for a lot of people. There was a lot less discernment that needed to happen about what your intake was because you had a lot less choice. But it also meant that you just didn't have the capacity to become as transcendently healthy as we have the capacity to become now on all levels. So human beings are at this really unique evolutionary point where we have maybe the biggest challenges that we've ever had in some ways, right? We've obviously transcended some challenges through human history and innovation. But at the same time, we also have the most personal power of any other time in human history. So there is this like massive challenge and massive opportunities that we have now. The thing that is so exciting about it is that if we can figure out how to navigate this world in our lifetimes right now, we have the capacity to be probably some of the healthiest, happiest humans that have ever lived. So I'm just going to leave you with that thought. To me, that's one of the thoughts that's really been on my mind lately, and it's just so exciting to think about. It's hard at times too because of how much challenge there is, but it's really, really exciting. So my goal is to be one of those people, to be one of those happiest, healthiest people that's ever lived. But I have a long way to go. You might also, but let's just keep doing it. It's so exciting that we get to, that we have the freedom, we get to choose that if we want. So I'm sending all my love and best wishes to you all. Thank you as always for tuning into this podcast, and I will see you on the next episode.